Hello everyone, how are you guys? Hello my dear friends. Yeah, this is me again. Immediately, I just sent another one. Actually, I'm record this one after, you know, the previous one. Without, you know, hesitating. And I'm gonna send it together, so, you know. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. But that's fun, actually. And in this time, I'm pretty sure that would be somewhat useful for you guys, because if you listen to this, you have a kind of interest to learn English. And, you know, I'm gonna actually share a very amazing trick that cause, you know, making your progress about English so much fast. So I'm guessing you've been curious what is that would be that trick. Recently I've just read some book. I'm not sure exactly what is that would be the English name, but if I really want to translate it, the Farsi title to the English, it's you know, how you can become fluent in 3 months or something. Or fluency in 3 months. No, just fluency in 3 months. Yeah, that's a title. And you know, they're saying it doesn't, it sells actually. I found this text on that book. I don't know who's actually author, and I don't care. I just found, you know, that text, you know, useful. So that's the reason I want to share it with you guys. That person, author, or book, whatever, just said it doesn't matter what is that would be the language. If you want to learn new language, the second language, the kind of memorizing words. And you know, it's very challenging, because if you want to do that, you must put in a lot of energy and effort. But there is a kind of way that's make it easier. And actually, that way, it's a that trick I've just talked about it. And you know, when you want to learn some new words, maybe some of them that would be more familiar for you, cause you already learn another word, it has the same root with these words. So you know, very easily, just, you know, you're guessing what is that within the meaning of that word, and you know, that would be more easier to absorb in those words, you know, rather some new word just encounter and you have no idea what is that would be the meaning of them. That's actually a solution. You learning those words cause you have a kind of doubt, you have a kind of concept about it already. But when you're facing with the unknown words, you know that you have no idea about them. So why you do not making, you know, some actually thoughts that just remind you what's the meaning of that word or phrase, or I don't know, you can use it for anything, or sentence or expression, where doesn't matter really. And this is you know, they call it link. No, you must create kind of link. And you know, with a kind of short story or anything, doesn't matter, they just remind you the meaning of that new word you just, you know, recently facing. And if you make it in a kind of funny way, and you know, just try to exaggerate, you know, with exaggeration, try to create that thought, that would be more helpful even. Why? Because that would be more easier to, you know, remember that thought. And you can see, you know, with this attitude, how much the memorizing new words, that would be more easier, that would be more even fun? Yeah, it's a fun, actually. You create something, it's crazy, and it's so much fun. Just try it. It's a kind of thing I really try to do, especially when I want to learn English with kind of concentration. Yeah, that's it's a fun, and also, you know, you learn something about English, and you're making very, very amazing progress for your English, and you can see very extraordinary improvement after some while. It just happened for your, you know, amount of vocabulary, you know. Thank you for listening. If you have any idea, or if you want to ask about this or whatever, you can actually put it, your question, in this page, or I don't know, your idea, whatever, and that's it. Thank you for listening, bye for now.